Mesechta Shavuos, Daf Yud Gimel, 22 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and the Gemara continues and quotes from a Mishnah, as a Mishnah taught us that although we already stated that the Sara Nasta Bifnim is titled on someone that was Iva on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav and was Yesh Ba'yidiyya B'tchila V'Ein Ba'yidiyya B'Saif, but the Mishnah then taught us V'Al Zodin Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav Sara Nasta Bifnim V'Yay Mekupur M'Chapar, that the Sara Nasta Bifnim is also M'Chapa on someone that was Iva on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav B'Mezid. And Taiz points out that the Gemara on Daf asked the question, and the Gemara explained, based on the pasuk at the end of Parshat Tzavo that states, Achas b'shana, and we learn out, kapara achas b'chapa, ve'in m'chapa shtei kaparis, and if so, how could it be that the Sara Nasa b'fnim will be m'chapa on someone that was amazed and was Ivan Tumas Mikdash v'kedashav? And on Daf Ches and Beis, we explain the Gemara based on Ritva and based on Taisis on Daf Zayin and Beis, and as Taisis explains in his first teretz in our Gemara, in the Beis kaparis, el masha korban acha m'chapa, could perashti El, and as long as there is no other kapara for this Isser, then certainly the Sara Nasa B'fnim could be mechapar on multiple Isurim. Our Taisa continues, Inami kapara achas l'shoigeg v'achas l'mezid. In the Chinami, the Sara Nasa B'fnim is only mechapar on one Isser that is done b'shoigeg, on one Isser that is done b'mezid. And the Gemara now begins that we already learned to Makar that the Sara Nasa B'fnim is mechapar on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav, where it's Yesh B'Yidiyya B'Tchila v'Ein B'Yidiyya B'Saif. But our Gemara asks, Minani that was the Makar that the Sara Nasa B'fnim is Mechapa on someone that was Ivan Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav B'mezid, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tana Rabbanon, and the Pasuk states in Achrei Mois, V'chipa HaKadosh Metumais B'nei Yisrael, Umi Pesheim L'chol Chataisam, V'chein Yasa Lo'il Moed HaShechin Itam B'Seich Tumasam, and the Pasuk tells us that the Sara Nasa B'fnim is Mechapa on two types of Averis, number one on Pesheim, and number two on Chataisam. As the Braisa continues, Pesheim Ilu HaMuradim, that Pesheim refers to those Averis that were done b'mezin and lahachis. Amen. As we find in Melachim Beis, Yehoyah Melech Yisrael sent a message to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. He asked him to come and fight with him against Moav. And as the pasuk states, Vayelach v'yishlach al Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda leima Melech Moav pashabi hasalich iti al Moav lamuchama vayoyme elachamayni kamecha kaami kamecha kesusa kesusecha. And we clearly see that the lashon pesha refers to rebellion. Mechino Amen. And another pasuk in Melachim Beis also teaches us that the lashon and Pesha refers to rebellion, as the Pasuk states, by Yifsha Edom Mitachas Yad Yehuda Ad Yom Hazeh, and at that time Edom was rebelling against the Melech Yehuda, and the city of Livna, which was right next to Edom, also started rebelling against the Melech Yehuda, and even though the people of Livna were from Shevet Yehuda, therefore we see that the Sara Nasa B'fnim is Mechapa on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedashav that was done by Mezid, and since the Pasuk also states L'chol Chatoisam, Chatois Eidu Hashkogos, and the word Chatois refers to someone that was Ivan Issa B'Shegeg, and as the Paskin Vayikra tells us, Pinegea Karbon Chatos, Vinefishki Sechta Bishkogo, Mikom Mitzah Hashem, Shalay Sayasana, also Meachas Mehina, and therefore we see that the Sara Nasa B'fnim is also Taila on someone that was Ivan Tumas Mikdash B'Kedash B'Shegeg, and was Yesh Ba'Yidiyah B'Tchila, Ve'in Ba'Yidiyah B'Saif, as we previously learned. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, and after the Mishnah discussed the Sara Nasa B'fnim and the Sara Nasa B'chutz in great detail, the Mishnah continues and discusses what is the kapara that the Sara Mishtalech will be mechapa for? And the Mishnah taught us, Al Shar Ve'er Shebeteria, Kalis Vachamuris, Hazdonis Vashkogais, Hoido Vloy Hoido, Ase Vloysase, Krisis Ubisis Bezin, Sara Mishtalech Mechaper. The Gemara is bothered, Hainu Kalis, Hainu Ase Vloysase, that Averis Kalis and Ase and Lysase seem to be the same, and why does the Mishnah repeat itself? And similarly, Chamuris, Hainu Krisis Ubisis Bezin, that Averis Chamuris and Averis that you receive Krisis Ubisis Bezin for seem to be the same. Once again, why did the Mishnah repeat itself? And similarly, Hoido Hainu Mezid, Loi Hoido Hainu Shegeg. When the Mishnah mentions Hoido, that seems to be referring to someone that was a Mezid, and Loi Hoido seems to be referring to someone that was a Shegeg. And again, the same question applies, that why did the Mishnah have to repeat itself? And as Rashi explains, Hainu Kalois, Hainu Asev Leisase, Klema Hainu Kalois, Asev Leisase, and Amai Tonilu Batarti. And Rashi continues in Diba Maskel, Hainu Zdenus, Hainu Hoido, and Kasak Daitach, and Havmino Gemara is Hoido, Shiyoda Vasa, the Hainu Mezid, that the person knew what he was doing and he still did this issa, and that is the issa that was done by Mezid. And Rashi continues, that you can't say that the term hoida is similar to the term hoida that we learned many times, that it refers to someone knowing about his issa after the fact and therefore being chayav to bring a korban chatas. Then certainly the person will be chayav to bring a korban chatas or a korban osham vadai. Yom Kippurim, Chayom L'Havi, Ach Yom Kippurim, that someone is chayav to bring a Korban Chatos or Korban Oshom, then Yom Kippur is not mechapa on the person, and he still would have to bring this Korban after Yom Kippur, and therefore it's poshut that the Sar Mishtaleach is not going to be mechapa in that scenario, and therefore when the Mishnah mentioned Hoida, the Gemara's Hamin is that's referring to someone that was Ivan Issa B'Mezid, and that's why the Gemara is that Hoida Hainu Mezid, and the Gemara explains the Mishnah, Om Rabbi Huda, Hachi Ka'amah, that this is how to understand the Mishnah, that the Sar Mishtaleach is mechapa al Shar V'Yoshe B'Teira, and the Mishnah first teaches us a general rule, Bein Kalis, Bein Chamuris, and it doesn't make a difference if it's Avera Kalo or Avera Chamura, Bein Shah Sam B'Shegeg, Bein Shah Sam B'Mezid, as Rashi explains, Hai Shegeg D'Hacha, Lekal Efrushe El B'Dovish Ing Shegase Chatas, El Oshem Talui, and certainly the Mishnah is not speaking about someone that was Ivan Issa B'Shegeg, and when he finds out that he was Ivan Issa, there'll be Chayiv to bring a Korban Chatas, and certainly the Sar Mishtaleach will not be Mechaper, and he would still have to bring a Korban Chatas. The Mishnah is referring to someone that was the Shegeg, and is Chayiv to bring an Oshem Talui, and that scenario, the Sar Mishtaleach will be Mechaper, and even if he would find out after Yom Kippur that he was Ivan this Issa, he would not have to bring an Oshem Talui, and as Rashi continued, Kagoyin, Ochel Achaz Mishtei Chatichais, Achaz Shel Chel, V'Achaz Shel Shuman, and if someone had two pieces of Chel in front of him, one was Mutta and one was Asa, V'Eni Yadei Eiz Ochel, and he doesn't know which one he ate, then the Sar Mishtaleach will be Mechaper, and at a later point, if he finds out that he had this Suffolk, he would not have to bring an Oshem Talui, and the Mishnah continued, Oysen Shasam B'Shegeg, and for those Yisurim that he'd be chayav to bring an Oshem Talui, the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechap on him, bein noidlei sveikon, bein lei noidlei sveikon, and it doesn't make a difference if he already knew before Yom Kippur that he's chayav to bring an Oshem Talui, or he didn't even know that he's chayav to bring an Oshem Talui prior to Yom Kippur, and in all cases, the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechaper, he would never have to bring a carbon Oshem Talui, and Ayin Rashi brings this down from the Mishnah Maseches Krisis that states, chayav Hashem is tluyin, sha'avaleim and kippurim p'turim, v'yav lahasam mikrai, and finally the Mishnah teaches us that although we initially stated bein kalas bein chamuris, however the Mishnah now explains what kalas are and what chamuris are. Ve'elohin kalas asay v'leisa say ve'elohin chamuris krisis umisus bezin, and the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechapa for all. And the Gemara now continued that we just stated that the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechapa on someone that was Ivan isa say, and the Gemara is hayasay hechidami. What is the scenario where the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechapa on someone that was Ivan isa say as idli of a tshuva, as if the person did not yet do tshuva? And how could the carbon be mechapa if the pasuk initially tells us zavach rishoyim te'eva avki bezima yavianu? And as Rashi states, idli asa tshuva she'ina toya chatai haksiv zavach rishoyim te'eva v'hechem mechapa la carbon yom kippurim idavet tshuva kol yom enami. And if he did tshuva, then any day that a person does tshuva, there should be kapara, and there's no requirement for yom kippur to be mechapa. And why would we need the sar mishtaleach? Tanyan, as we learned to the brisa of al mitzvah seva asa tshuva loizaz bisham at shemichloi, that if someone is Ivan Mitzvah say and he does tshuva, then he doesn't move from there until they are meichel him. And we see if someone is Ivan Issa say, there's no difference between any day of the year and Yom Kippur, and there's no requirement to have the Sar Mishtaleach be mechap on him if he already did tshuva. And the Rimagash points out that certainly the Gemara understood that Benegiah, someone that was Ivan Chai Bilabin, that certainly based on the Kal V'Chaimah, there's a requirement for a person to do tshuva. And the reason why the Gemara did not speak about Chai Bilabin is because the Gemara understood that we certainly could say that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the person did tshuva, and even if he did tshuva, the only way to have a complete kapara is only with Yom Kippur and through the Sar Mishtaleach. However, Benegiah, someone that was Ivan Issa say, so we clearly see in the Braisa that there's no requirement for Yom Kippur, as the Braisa states, Leizaz Misham at Shemichon Loi, and I in cases Diva Maschel Leizaz Misham at Shemichon Loi, but I forgot the time of Masisim and Perk Basu de Yuma, Alasei Valais say tshuva mechaperes, but Omenam Mesech Chagiga, Kol Isidav Meschar Mechon Loi Miad, and Afilu B'Shar Averis, and that refers to other Averis as well. And if so, why didn't the Gemara ask this Benegei Chayav Lavim as well? And Tezis explains, Eina Mechila Gemura El Shemekin Le'adin Al Mitzvah Sei Mechon Legamri Ayin Sham. The Gemara continues and responds, Amar Rav Zeira, and we continue on Daf Yigimah Amar Aleph, Be'oim Be'mirdai, that Eina Chenami, when the Mishnah tells us that the Sar Mishtaleach is Mechapa on someone that was Ivan Issa Sei, it's not referring to someone that did tshuva, as if someone does tshuva, then they could receive kapara the entire year, and there's no need for the Sar Mishtaleach. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person did not do tshuva, even so the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechapa. As we will see, this is going according to Shita Rebbe, and as Rashi explains, that Rebbe holds that the pasuk of Zavach Rishayim Te'eva only applies b'negei other days of the year, and not b'negei Yom Kippur. And some explain that that only applies to a Karban Yochid, and not to a Karban Tzibur. Rebbe Zeir continues, Rebbe he, and our Mishnah is going according to the Shita of Rebbe, the Tanya, and after we learned the Braisa, Rebbe Oymer, a call of Erisha Patera, being Asa Tshuva, being Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur and Mechapar, that the star Mishtalech and Yom Kippur come in Mechapar on all of Erisha Patera, even if a person does not do Tshuva, Chutzbi Perik Oil, Megalapon and Patera, made for Brisbe Basa, Shem Asa Tshuva, Yom Kippur and Mechapar, Vim Lab, in Yom Kippur and Mechapar, then those three of Erisha, if someone does Tshuva, then Yom Kippur will be Mechapar, but if he doesn't do Tshuva, then Yom Kippur will not be Mechapar. And Rashi explains, Perik Oil refers to someone that's Kaifa Be'ikar, and Rashi Mesechus Krisa says, he's Perik Oil shall call a mitzvah, or Kaifa Ba'kadosh Baruch Hu, Megalapon Matera is Baal de Retera Bechutzpah over Gilui Aziz Panav, Kagoy Menashe Shah Yeshua Derish Ba'gadosh Shaldefi, and Menashe said that the Torah speaks about things that are irrelevant, with no reason for the Torah to write, Vitimna Haisib Belegesh, or Vayelech Ruvi Bemek Tzechitim, and Ayin Mesechus Sanhedrin, where the Gemara brings another Pshat, that Megalapon Matera is someone that's Mevazet Talmid Chachamim, and Mefer Bris Basar, Rashi states, is referring to Milah, and it's either referring to someone that does not do the mitzvah Milah, or it's referring to someone that's Moshe Chesel Asai, and he covers over his Milah. The Gemara now continues, my time in the Rebbe, that if you tell me that Rebbe holds that the Sar Mishtaleah could be Mechapa, even if someone doesn't do Tshuva, then why is it that on these three Averis that would not be Mechapa? The Gemara explains that Tanya, as we learn to the Braisa, that Pasuk and Pasha Shlach states, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozev es Mitzvasa Hefar, Hikaris Tikaris HaNefesh Ahi, Avoyna Ba. Rebbe dashens each word of this Pasuk, as when the Pasuk states, Ki Dvar Hashem Bozev, Zeh Perik Oil U Megalah Panim B'Torah, this is referring to someone that's Perik Oil, and he's Megalah Panim B'Torah, and as Rashi explains, Shabiza Dibur Rishon Sha'am B'Sinai, Anuch Hashem Alekecha, he's Mevazah, the first Dibur of the Aseret HaDibros, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself stated, and as Rashi says, Shle Sham Oisai Elon Piagvura, and we heard this Dibur from HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Chvedu V'Atzmai, and Rashi continues, Megalah Panim, Med Afki Kra B'Loshim B'Zayin, V'Zabayza Divrei Torah, when the Pasuk states, Ves Mitzvah Sehifar, Zeh Mefer Bris Bebasa, this refers to a person's bris milah, and as Rashi explains, shehi mitzvah yachidus, and that's why it states ves mitzvasai, as it's referring to the one mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, and Ayin Ritva, who explains that we're not learning from the word mitzvasai, the limud is from the word hefar, and as the pasuk b'negei Avraham Avinu states, va'orol zacha shalim ales b'sar alasai, and the pasuk ends off as brisei hefar. Regarding these three points, the pasuk continues, hikaris tikaris, and we learn out, hikaris l'fnei yom kippurim, tikaris l'achay yom kippurim, that it'll be cut off before Yom Kippur, and it'll still be cut off even after Yom Kippur. Therefore, we see that if someone doesn't do tshuva, then Yom Kippur and the Sar Mishtaleach will not be mechaper. The Braisa continues, Yochal afilu asa tshuva, that one may think that one would not receive a kapara even if they do tshuva. Tam loyma avayna ba, loymati ala bizman shavayna ba. The only time that we stated ikaris tikaris is only when he didn't do tshuva, but once he does tshuva, and certainly even for these averis, Yom Kippur as well as the Sar Mishtaleach will be mechaper. As Rashi points out, who the Golan Afla Achim Kippurim, Ha Bishar, Afal Pishain and Shav, Yom Kippurim Mechaper. The Gemara continues and asks Rabbanon, and according to Rabbanon that argue on Rebbe, and they hold that the Pasuk of Zevach Rishayim Te'eva applies to any Aveirais, and if someone doesn't do tshuva in regard to any Aveira, then Yom Kippur and the Sarah Mishtalech will not be Mechaper. Well, how would they learn that there's a difference between these three Aveirais and other Aveirais? The Gemara explains that in the Hanami, this Pasuk has nothing to do with prior to Yom Kippur or after Yom Kippur, but the Pasuk is telling us that if someone does any of these three averis and doesn't do tshuva, then they'll be cut off in this world, and they'll also be cut off. But the Pasuk also tells us that if a person does tshuva on these three averis, and once he dies, then the misa will totally wipe out these averis. As Rashi explains, And the Gemara continues, and keep in mind that Rebbe refers to Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, who's Rebbe Yehuda Reb Shimon. It's not Rebbe Yehuda that we find in Shas, is the Rebbe of Rebbe Yehuda Anasi, whose name was Rebbe Yehuda Reb Eloi. The Gemara now continues, we much as mukmas laka Rebbe, that how can we say that our Mishnah is going like the Sheet of Rebbe, but mid safe Rebbe Yehuda, Reishin Amri Rebbe Yehuda, but since we find that the safe of our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Yehuda, then the Reisha must be Rabbi Yehuda as well, the Tani Sefer, and as we will see, that the Sefer will teach us that the Sar Mishaleach will be Mechaper, all other Averis, and Echad Yisrael, Vechad Kainim, Vechad Kain Meshuach, and the Sar Mishaleach will be Mechaper, not only for Yisrael, also for the Kehanim, as well as for the Kain Gadol, Numan Islei Haisfar, Rabbi Yehuda, and as we will see on Amid Beis, that this is going Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, and Mechlal, the Reish Rabbi Yehuda, therefore the Reish should also be like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yisif, Rebbe he v'sav like Rebbe Yehuda that ina chenami the reshiva mishnah is going like Rebbe, and as we explained that Rebbe hold that even if someone is im b'merdai and he didn't do tshuva that the sarah mishtalech could be mechaper in regard to the din of the sefer that the sarah mishtalech is even mechaper on koinim and a koin gadol that is also the shita of Rebbe in regard to that din he agrees with the din of his Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda. The Gemara continues omele abayos so abayi asked his Rebbe Rebbe Yosef dafka kam amar that do you mean this dafka that Rebbe sav like Rebbe Yehuda av Rebbe Yehuda sav like Rebbe that the mishnah is dafka Rebbe and the sefer he holds like his Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda or idilma mid Rebbe sav like Rebbe Yehuda av Rebbe Yehuda sav like namik Rebbe that really the mishnah is going both like Rebbe and Rebbe Yehuda and really you could have responded that the reish is going like Rebbe Yehuda and in regard to the reish he holds like Rebbe mi uoch the milsek tani lemeim with the talmud sav like Rebbe the only reason why you explain that the sefer the mishnah is going like Rebbe and he holds regarding the sefer like his Rebbe Rebbe Yehuda because that is the normal way to say that someone holds like a Rebbe, and it's not a standard way to say that a Rebbe holds like his Talmud. Gemara tells us, Omer leih, Rabbi Yosi responded to his Talmud Abaya in Dafka Kamina, Rebbe Sav like Rebbe Yehuda, Rebbe Yehuda leih Sav like Rebbe. When I said these words, I meant it b'dafka, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda, however Rebbe Yehuda would not agree to Rebbe, and Rebbe Yehuda would not agree that the Sarah Mishtalech would be Mechapa on someone that did not do Tshuva, and in a Chanami, the Reish of the Mishnah that discusses the Sarah Mishtalech, not going like the Shita of Rebbe Yehuda. How do I know that I'm correct? The Tanya, as we learned to the Brisa, Yochli Hei Yom Kippur Mechap Al Shavim Al Sheinim Shavim, that one may have thought that Yom Kippur as well as the Sarah Mishalech will be Mechapa on someone that did do Tshuva and even on someone that did not do Tshuva. However, Vedinu, but the Sfer is that it would not be Mechapa on someone that's not Shav and did not do Tshuva, as Hoyle Vechatz V'Oshim Mechapa and Yom Kippur Mechapa, as since we find that a Korban Chatas and a Korban Oshim will be Mechapa on someone, and Yom Kippur also has the ability to Mechapa on someone, Machatz V'Oshim Im Mechapa Al Shavim. And just like the only way to have receive a kapara, if you bring a karm chatzis at asham, is only if you did tshuva, after you can prove a mechap el al shavim, therefore Yom Kippur and the sarah mishlech will only be mechap on someone that did tshuva. However, the brisa continues, ma'al chatzis v'asham, she'im mechap al amezik kishoygeg, timely kapurim, she'im mechap al amezik kishoygeg, but we do find that there is a chil between a karm chatzis and a karm asham and Yom Kippur, as a chatzis and asham is only mechap on someone that's over on a vera b'shoygeg, not on an avera that they will over be mezid, or we already saw in the Mishnah that Yom Kippur is mechapa even on someone that did an avera b'mezid. Therefore, we would still have a havmina hoyle mechapa al mezid k'shegeg yichapa al shavim v'al sheinim shavim. So maybe just like the Torah states that the sarah mishtalech can be mechapa on someone that did an issa b'mezid. So maybe the sarah mishtalech has the power even be mechapa on someone that did not do tshuva. Therefore, Talmud Leima, so the pasuk in Pashas Emor states ach be'as lo chedesh hashvi hazeh yoyim ha-kippurim hu. When the Torah tells us that this day is mechapa, as the pasuk states yoyim Kippurimu, the pasuk uses the term ach, and as Rashi explains, v'chol achim v'rakim yutin l'lametcha shepa'omim she'in yom kippur mechaper, and therefore this teaches us that there are times that Yom Kippur is not mechaper. That is in the scenario where the person did not do tshuva. Certainly, this brisa, which is in Teres Kainim, does not go like the shita of Rebbe, as Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur could even mechaper on someone that did not do tshuva. The Gemara explains stam sifra money Rabbi Yehuda that we know that stam sifra the stam brisa is in Teres Kainim is going like the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds Yom Kippur could only be mechapa on someone that did tshuva, but if someone did not do tshuva, then Yom Kippur and the Sarah Mishtalech will not be mechapa, and therefore we see that although Rebbe would hold like Rabbi Yehuda in the Sefer, but Rabbi Yehuda does not agree with Rebbe in the Reisha. In Rashi, do you mask chatoiz vashomis im mechapim el al shavim? The chsiv, and as the pasuk in Nasa states, vis vadu es chatoisam, and as the pasuk in Pashva Yikra states, vis vada shechotola. Rashi continues that the Gemara stated malachatos ve osham. And Rashi points out, however, Rashi continues that as we know, there are certain Hashamos and Chatois which are Mechapa on a Mezid. As Rashi mentions, Hasham Shevcha Chrufa, Hasham Nozit Tomei, Hasham Shavuos HaPekodin, and Chatos Shavuos HaEdes. The Ritvoi adds in, V'hanu Nami im Mechapin al Ovein Chomer Dekoris, Oy Mises Bezin, Kamoyim Kippurim. Even those Chatois and Hashamos that are Mechapa on a Mezid are not Mechapa on a Surim that are relevant to Kores or relevant to Mises Bezdin, and therefore it's still different than Yom Kippur. However, Ayin Rashi Misechtas Krisis that explains Oshem Lav Dafka Nokat Da Eshchan Oshem Amezid Beperek Sheni Dal Mivin Al Zodin Ayin Shom. The Gemara continued that you just stated that Stam Sefer is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Yom Kippur is only Mechapa on someone that did Tshuva, but if they did not do Tshuva, then Yom Kippur would not be Mechapa. But the Gemara is V'Rami Stam Sefer, Stam Sefer. I'll ask you a steer between two different Sefer, which are both stomachs, as the Tani we learned in the Braisa, Yachal lo yehiyim kapurim mechaper elam kinesanaboy bekoru mikru kodesh v'lei osaboy melacha, that one may have thought that Yom Kippur is only mechaper, someone that fasted Yom Kippur. As Rashi explains, he also davened and he said the bracha mekadesh Yisrael v'yom kapurim. He also did not do any melacha on Yom Kippur, but lo yisanaboy v'lei koru mikru kodesh v'osaboy melacha minayin. And how do you know that if someone did not fast and did not daven and say mekadesh Yisrael v'yom kapurim, and he also did melacha on Yom Kippur, that how do you know that Yom Kippur will still be mechaper? So the pasuk and pashas Emma stated Yom Kippurim hu mikol makayim, in all cases Yom Kippur is mechaper. It seems that this price is teaching us that Yom Kippur is even mechaper, even if someone doesn't do tshuva, and the chayru to steer between the two brises that we find in the sifra. Gemara brings two terutzim, Amar Abaye loikasha, HaRebbe v'HaRebbe Yehuda, that in a chenami, both of these sifras are going according to different shitais, as the first brise is going like Rebbe Yehuda, and this second brise that teaches us that Yom Kippur is mechaper, even if someone doesn't do tshuva, is going like the shita of Rebbe. And I am unfortunate that I bothered that how could Abaye give this teretz and explain that there's a difference between the two brises in the sifra, if the entire Gemara's question was that Stam Sifra is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore both brises should go like Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara continues, Rava Amah Hava HaRebbe, that Rava explains that both brises are going like the Shita of Rebbe, and certainly the second brisa makes sense according to the Shita of Rebbe, as Rebbe holds that Yom Kippur will be Mechapa even if someone doesn't do Tshuva, and even the first brisa that tells us that the only way that someone will receive Kapara on Yom Kippur is only if he did Tshuva, that is because Maida Rebbe becomes the Yoma, that even Rebbe's Maida, that if someone is Iva on any of the creases on Yom Kippur, and he either eats on Yom Kippur, or he does Malach on Yom Kippur, where it would be a Chiyuv of Karis, then the only way that he will receive Kapara is only if he did Tshuva, but if he doesn't do Tshuva, then Yom Kippur and the Star Mishtalech will not be Mechaper. Rava continues and explains that it is based on a Svara, the Eloi Teimachi, as if he will not say that this is true, Rebbe would really hold that even if someone is Iva on one of the mitzvahs of Yom Kippur, that the Yom Kippur itself and the Star Mishtalech could be Mechaper, even if he doesn't do Tshuva, Karis the Yom Kippur and Rebbe, lestly, then according to Rebbe, they will never come out where there's a case where someone will be chayiv karis for being over on the Isurim of Yom Kippur. And as Rashi explains, im kain lama kasa rachmana be yom kippur and karis, so why would the Torah have to tell us that if someone's over on the Isurim of Yom Kippur, he'll be chayiv karis? Bishlei Meshakri says, as although b'negeya other krisays, Yom Kippur will be mechaper, but the imai is kain yom kippur lo yechaper, but certainly will be the nafkamina that if someone dies before Yom Kippur, then he still did not receive a kapara for that issa that he did. Well, hach lamli, haki avolel, mechaper leh, hayoyma, but the maisa, even if we be over on the issa of Yom Kippur, since Yom Kippur will be mechaper even without tshuva, then the tzum shel yoyma of Yom Kippur will be mechaper on him. There will never be a case where a person will be chayiv kares. Gemara continues and asks, alam aloi, that why do you think that there wouldn't be a chiv of kares for Yom Kippur, but mishkachas like a going to avu belegle you miss, to lay osi yamam lechapurle, that since as Rashi explains, that Yom Kippur is only mechaper during the daytime, as the pasuk tells us in Pashas Achrimais, ki be yoyma zeh yechapa aleichem l'tara eschem mikol chate sechem l'fnei Hashem titaru. Therefore, if someone was over on the Isurim of Yom Kippur, and for example, he ate on the night of Yom Kippur, or he did malacha on the night of Yom Kippur, and then he died prior to the morning, then he would not receive a kapara, and kares could apply in that case. And since we have a case where kares is applicable on Yom Kippur, so how do we know that Yom Kippur will not be mechapa on someone that did the Isurim of Yom Kippur and did not do tshuva? And the Gemara therefore continues, and let us explain that when Rava stated that the raya that Rebbe must hold, if a person either eats Yom Kippur or does malach on Yom Kippur, that if he doesn't do tshuva, that Yom Kippur would not be mechaper. We continue on Daf Yud Gimel Beis as Karis Yomam of Rebbe Lesley, as if that would be true, then we would never find a case according to Rebbe of someone that would be chayiv karis for being over on the Isurim of Yom Kippur during the daytime. Rashi is bothered that maybe the only time that someone is going to be chayiv karis for being over on the Isurim of Yom Kippur is if he does that Isurim at night, but if he does it during the day, ein chenami would not be chayiv. But zok Rashi, as the Torah specifies that the chiyuv karis for inui and the chiyuv karis for doing malach on Yom Kippur applies be'etzem yemazeh. However, once again, the Gemara is alam aloi, that why would it be impossible according to Rebbe that someone would be chayiv karis for the isur of Yom Kippur, as mishkachas lo the ochel umtze v'chonke yomis? That's definitely possible in the case where a person eats a piece of meat on Yom Kippur, and therefore he was Eva on the Issa of Achila on Yom Kippur, and then immediately he chokes on that piece of meat and he dies. Certainly, even on Yom Kippur, a person doesn't receive a kapara in the middle of doing an Avera, and the kapara can only occur once he completes doing the Avera. But since in this case he died while he was in the middle of doing an Avera, therefore he never had a kapara, and the din of krisis would apply to such a person. Similarly, the Gemara continues, inami da achal was samagiris da avad samach l'shkiyas echama da lehavish shayis l'chapurile, that someone either ate or someone did avodah right before shkiyas echama, and he continued doing this malacha until the end of the day, and therefore there was no time frame where he could receive this kapara. Therefore, we find cases where the chiyuv of karis would apply even according to Rebbe. If so, we don't have a raya that Rebbe would hold that if someone doesn't do tshuva, then Yom Kippur would not be mechaper for the averus of Yom Kippur. And Ayin Rashi that states that after this Gemara, there was another brisa brought down, but Rashi says that we should not be gurus these words. And as Rashi states, the Tanya Chayim Besar Loi Gasin La. However, Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel that brings down this brisa that Chayim Besar B'Yom Kippur Shasar Mechaper Miad V'Yom Kippur Ina Mechaper Asher Techshach V'Chayim B'Yom Kippur Shem Kippur Mechaper B'Lei Carbon V'Hu Davishoyis B'Yom Lechapur Le Masha Ein Kim Besar. Before we continue, let us see Taisis at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, the Maskel, the Ovid Samach Lashkiya Zechama, and Taisis explains that while Achashilu Achsariah, Loi Matzil Ukme, but we couldn't say that we're talking about a person that did an Issa of Yom Kippur after they already finished the process of the Sar Mishtaleach. As Taisis explains, Shu Mechapa Kol Yoim, as the Sar Mishtaleach is Mechapa the entire day, even after the Sar Mishtaleach was thrown off the cliff, the Avagab the Mashbal El, Shein Kabonis Mechapa and Alveir Shla Achakain, Afilu Baby Yoim, the Omen Nafkamino, the Tumish Ira Ben Zelazer, but Shani Sar Mishtaleach, the Sibay, Kibiyam Azay, Chapa Lechem, Tire Eschem, Mikol Chatisechem, Mashmud Kol Yem Mechaper, Taisis continues, Inami, Hayem Atzmoy, Beloy Sar Mishtaleach, Mechapek Tzas, the Inkan Karas Gomer, and Taisis continues to bring a riot to this Yisoid from the Gemara Mesech Zvachim, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah, as the Mishnah taught us, Echad Yisraelim, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, that there is no chil between Yisrael and a Kohen Gadol. And the Mishnah then continues, Ma Ben Yisraelim, L'Kohanim, L'Kohen Meshuach, El Shepar Mechapa L'Kohenim, Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshov, that the part that Kohen Gadol brings is Mechapa on the Kohanim, on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshov, while the Sar Nasa Befnim, and the Sar Nasa Bechutz is Mechapa on Yisraelim. And our Gemara begins in Es Estira, Hagufa Kasha, that L'Kohenim seems to be a stira in the Mishnah itself, as Tani, as we originally stated, Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, and it seems that they all have the same dinim, and V'hadot Tani, and the next line of the Mishnah is, Ma Ben Yisrael, L'Kohanim, L'Kohen Meshuach, and Om Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Huda explains, Hachi Ka'omar, that this is Pshad in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah teaches us, Echad Yisrael, Ve'echad Kohanim, Ve'echad Kohen Meshuach, Miskapim B'Sar Mishtaleach, B'Shar Verus, Ve'in Chiluk B'Neim, and in regard to the Kapar that's afforded by the Sar Mishtaleach, which is in all of the things that we've been speaking about, and on Shar Verus Shabbatayra, then certainly there is no Chil between Yisrael and a Kohen Gadol, and they all receive the same kapara from the Sar Mishtaleach. Then the Mishnah teaches us, Uma Ben Yisrael L'Kohanim L'Kohen Meshuach, and where do we find a Chil between Yisrael and Kohanim and a Kohen Gadol? El Shapar Mechap Al Kohenim Al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, although the Sar Nasa B'Fnim is titled for Yisrael by Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, where does Yediya B'Tchila Ve'en B'Yediya B'Saif, or where Yisrael was Oivan Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav B'Mezid, the Sar Nasa B'Chutz is B'Chapa En B'Yediya B'Tchila Avol Yesh B'Yediya B'Saif. However, these do not apply to the Kohanim or to the Kohen Gadol, and instead they receive their Tliya and their Kapara through the power that the Kohen Gadol brings. The Gemara continues, Money, Rabbi Yehudi, and our Mishnah is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanin, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk and Pashas Achrimais, after it speaks about the power of the Kohen Gadol, as well as the Sarah Nasa B'Fnim, the Pasuk states, V'chiper es mitash ha-kodesh, ves oil moid, ves mizbech yichaper, val kohenim, val kol ama kol yichaper. And the Braisa teaches us that when the Pasuk states, V'chiper es mitash ha-kodesh, zel ufnai v'lufnim, that this is a mechaper for a Kohen Gadol that went into the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he became Tomei, and the Kohen Gadol did not immediately leave the Kodesh Kedoshim, and he stayed Kadesh Tachavaya, and this power will effectuate Kapara. And the Pasuk continues, as oil moid, zehechol, this refers to a Kohen that became Tomei in oil moid, and once again was Shah Kadesh Tachavaya, and Mizbeach Kimashmai, and as Rashi explains, it refers to Mizbeach Hazav, which is in the Kodesh, and Hiktik Teres Betumo Vishia, and if he was Makdeir on that Mizbeach Hazav, and he was Tomei, and he had Shahir Kadesh Tachavaya, and the Brisa continues, Chapur Eilu Azaris, and Rashi states, Nichnas Lazar Betumo, if someone was already Tomei, and they then entered into Azara, and the Mefarshim discussed that why is it that Rashi explains Lufnai Lufnim and Hechal that's referring to a case where the person became Tamei while they were in the Kodesh Kedoshim or in the Hechal. In regard to Azarius, Rashi explains that the person was already Tamei when he entered the Azara. The Pasuk continues that it will be Mechapa ala Koinim val kol amakol yichaper. And the Gemara explains Kehanim Kemashmoin that it will be a Kapar for the Kohanim, Ama Hakol Elu Yisrael, this refers to Yisraelim, and when it says Yichaper Elu Alavim, this includes that will be a kapara for Alavim as well. And this pasuk teaches us Hushvu Kul and Kapara Achash and Miskapim B'Sar Mishtalech B'Shar Veiris to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that the Sar Mishtalech effectuates kapara for Yisraelim, for Alavim, and for Kehanim on all other Veiris which are not Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. However, as we explained, that certainly B'Negei Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, then the Sar Nasa B'Fnim and the Sar Nasa B'Chutz will be Mechapa for Yisraelim, while the part of the Kohen Gadol will be Mechapa for the Kohen Gadol, as well as for all the other Kehanim. And of course, this Shita works out like our Mishnah, and therefore the Tan of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. However, in the last part of the Mishnah, on the bottom of that Beis and Beis, we saw that Rabbi Shimon was Chilik on the Tanakama that we now know is Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon stated, Kashem Shedam Asar, Nas Befnim, Mechapa Yisrael, Kach Dam Apar, Mechapa Kohenim, and Kashem Shevidu Shasar Mishlech, Mechapa Yisrael, Kach Vidu of Shalpar, Mechapa Kohenim. And Rabbi Shimon is Chilik on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the Sar Mishtalech is only Mechaper on Levim and Yisraelim, and is not Mechaper on the Kohenim. And the power of the Kohen Gadol, not only Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, but it's also Mechaper for Shar Veiris, not only for the Kohen Gadol, but for all Kohanim. And the Brisa now continues to bring an extended version of Rabbi Shimon that explains in detail what Rabbi Shimon holds. As Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds Kashem Shedam Sar and Asa Befnim Mechaper Yisrael al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, Kach Dam Hapar Mechaper Kohenim al Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And keep in mind that the Sar and Asa Befnim and the Sar and Asa Bechutz do not have any vidui that is stated when you bring the Sar here, and the only time that we find the concept of vidui b'negei seirim is only on the Sar Lazazel. Therefore, we see that we don't require a vidui in order to be mechaper or in order to be toila for Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And therefore, when the Kohen Gadol brings his par and the Torah tells us that he has to say vidui, it must not be in order to be mechaper on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon explains, "Uchashem shevidui v'shal Sar Mishtalech mechaper Yisrael b'shar veiris kach vidui v'shal par mechaper l'koyanim b'shar veiris." And therefore, the vidui that's stated on the par is mechaper on the Kohanim and on the Kohen Gadol for all other veiris. The Gemara continues that we understand that based on the pasuk in Achri Mois that certainly there must be some kapara where there is no chil between Kohanim and Yisraelim, and as the pasuk stated, v'chipas mikdash hakodesh ves oil moed ves mizbeach yichaper v'al koyanim v'al kol amakol yichaper. We just saw that b'negei all the kabbonis of Yom Kippur there is a chil between Kohanim and Yisraelim, as all of the kaparas for Kohanim come through the par, and all of the kaparas for the Yisraelim come through the Sar Anas Befnim, the Sar Anas Bechutz, and the Sar Mishtaleach. Therefore, the Gemara explains Rav Shimon havade hushvu that even according to Rav Shimon must be that there is some sort of connection between the Kehanim and Yisraelim, and the Gemara explains my hushvu the bnei kaparinu that they are all similar, that they all receive a kapara miu kol chad v'chad mechaper d'nafshei, but the Kehanim receive their kapara through the par, and the Yisraelim receive their kapara through the various seirim. The Gemara now continues and asks my time to Rav Shimon that what is the makar for the shita Rav Shimon, and the mefarshim are bothered al lechiru we just saw in the brisa the reasoning for Rav Shimon, but the Gemara continues and brings a pasuk in Pashas Achrim Mois as the chsiv, as the pasuk states, "V'lokach shnei seirim behemet oisim lefnei Hashem pesach oil moed." And of course, these shnei seirim are referring to the sar hanasa b'fnim and the sar mishtalech. And therefore, iskish sar mishtalech the sar hanasa b'fnim, and we see a hekesh between the sar mishtalech and the sar l'Hashem or the sar hanasa b'fnim. And we learn mas sar hanasa b'fnim ain mechap al kainim al tumis mikdash gudashav the chsiv bay as regarding the sar l'Hashem. The pasuk says, "V'shachar seir hachatas hashel lo'am." And since the pasuk states Ashel Om, so we see that the Sar Anas Befnim is only mechaper on Klal Yisrael and not mechaper on the Kohenim or on the Kohen Gadol. Af Sar Mishtalech in mechaper on Kohenim b'Shar Veiris, and therefore, based on Hekesh, we learn that the Sar Mishtalech is also not mechaper on any of the Kohenim or on the Kohen Gadol regarding Shar Veiris. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda Amalecha, and since we saw that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Sar Anas Befnim is only mechaper on Yisraelim, but the Sar Mishtalech is mechaper on Yisraelim as well as Kehanim, so what does he do with his hekesh? He explains Ishkes Shiyu Shavim Emar V'Kaimu V'Damim Hudasa, that the pasuk is teaching us that the two seirim should be similar to each other, and they should be similar in their appearance, in their height, as well as the value. As Rashi Masechtas Yuma Daf Samach Beis explains, B'Mar Shneim Levanim Oishchirim Oishchumim, that both of them should be white, black, or brown. And I am Mefarshim that bothered that generally we have a cloud that in hekesh lemechza ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Man Tana Lahad Tana Rabbanon, that who is the Tana of the following Braisa, and keep in mind that the Gemara will have two different shitas, as Rava or Rabba will say that this is dafka going lefi Rab Shimon, and Abaye will explain that this brisa could even work out lefi the shita Rabbi Yehuda. And the brisa teaches us that when the pasuk in Parshas Achron Mois discussed the sara nas b'fnim, the pasuk states v'shachas seira chatas asher la'am, and as we previously saw that we could learn from asher la'am that v'loy kohanim, and therefore the brisa tells us she'ina kohanim miskapim boy, that the kohanim do not receive any kapara through the sara nas b'fnim. And the power of Aaron HaKoyin will effectuate their kapara for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. The Brisa continues, Yachal Lo Yiskapu V'Parishal Aaron Shvekranem V'Ashaloi. One may think that since Benegei, the power of Aaron HaKoyin, the Pasuk states, V'Hikr of Aaron as Parachatas Ashaloi, V'Chipa Ba'adoi V'Abesoi, that maybe this power will only work for the Koyin Gadol and his family, but will not work for any of the other Koyanim. But if we would say so, Ma'ata Inlem Kapara, that any other Koyanim that are not part of Kohen Gadol's family would not be included in any kapara. But certainly, as we already saw, the Pasuk in Achron Mois tells us that it's mechapa al Kohenim, and therefore certainly the Kohanim have to have a way to receive a kapara. And as the Gemara states, Kashu oime mechapa al Kohenim mitzidol and kapara. Now we have competing issues, as if they would have kapara through the Sarah and Asbifnim, but the Pasuk states Ashelom, and if it's going to be through the power of Aaron, but the Pasuk states Asheloi. And the Gemara continues, Bamehim miskaprin, and how do they receive the kapara? And the Gemara explains, Mutu Sheskapu with Parishal Aaron, Shrehutu Mechlalu Eitzel Besai, that makes sense that they should receive kapara through the carbon of Aaron HaKoyin, as although the Torah states Asheloi, but the Pasuk then teaches us that the word Asheloi is not Dafka, as Lemaisa we also include his entire family. Therefore, it would make sense that we would not only include the family of Aaron HaKoyin, but we would also include all the other Kainim as well in the kapara of the par, Vali Skapu Besar Nasu Befnim, Shrehutu Mechlalu Eitzel Besai. Since Benegei is Sarah Nas B'Fnim, the Torah tells us Asher La'am, which excludes Kohanim, and we don't find any other exclusions. Therefore, we would not include a regular Kohen in the Kapara of the Sarah. The Brisa continues, V'im Nafshech Aloyma, and if you will have some sort of a question on this Svarah that we just mentioned, and as Rashi states, V'im Nafshech Aloyma, L'Hakshayis Klum Ala Medrash Hazeh, V'Lakamei Mefarish, Ma Yesh Lo L'Hakshayis, and on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, the Gemara will explain exactly what the question could have been, and the Gemara continues to explain that we have another way to understand that the power of Aaron works for his family and works for all the Kayanim. As the Pasuk in Tehillim states, Beis Yisrael Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Alevi Baruch Hu Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Hashem. And we see that the entire Klal Yisrael is included in Beis Yisrael. All the Levim are included in Beis Alevi. All the Kayanim are therefore included when the Pasuk states Beis Aaron Baruch Hu Hashem. And therefore, when the Pasuk originally stated V'Hikru of Aaron is Parachat Hashaloi, and then it states V'chipa ba'adoi v'ad beisai. So beisai refers to the entire Beis Aaron, which includes all the Kohanim. The Gemara now continues to explain the Braisa as Man Tano, who is this Tana of the Braisa? And Om Rabbi Yemi, like Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yemi explained that this Braisa is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yehuda Omar Kohanim Yishlan Kapara Besar Mishleach. How could the Braisa state Me'ato in Lehen Kapara as Mashmo, that if not for the fact that they had the power, then they would not be Meskapa at all? But that's not true, as Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, the Star Mishtalech is miskapa on Kohanim on all other Averis. Therefore, the Gemara is Umani, and who is the Tana de Braisa? And Rav was some agers, Rabba Omar, Rab Shimon, he that ain't a chenamid is going like the Shita Rab Shimon, the Omar Kohanim ain't lam kapar, bistar Mishtalech, that the Sar Mishtalech is not mechapa on Kohanim, and the only way that the Kohanim would receive a kapar according to Rab Shimon is only through the power of the Kohen Gadol and the Vida of the Kohen Gadol. But the Maisa, the Pasuk stated, Asheloi, and therefore it's mashma that the power would also not work for other Kohanim and would only work for Aaron and his family. That's why the Braisa stated Me'ata Inlan Kapara, and ultimately the Braisa brought two reasons why the power would be Mechapa on all of Bnei Aaron and on all of the Kohanim. The Gemara continues, Abai Amma, however, Abai explains, Afilu Tame Rabbi Yehuda, that we could even explain that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and just like our Mishnah was going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Hachi Kamar, and this is what the Braisa means to say, Ma'ata Inlan Kapara, Betumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, that if the power of Aaron would not be Mechapa on the rest of the Kohanim, then although certainly the rest of the Kohanim would receive a kapara on other Averis through the Sar Mishtalech, however they would not have a way to effectuate a kapara on Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. And the Gemara now goes through the entire Braisa according to Rabbi Yehuda, Kishu Oime Yechaper Ala Kohanim Val Kol Ama Kol Yechaper, as we previously stated, that there is a hekesh between the Kohanim and Bnei Yisrael, and they would receive the same kapara through the Sar Mishtalech, and therefore Metzino Sheishlan Kapara B'Sha'averis, Uchamoyda Metzino Sheishlan Kapara kapara b'shar v'yereis, kach yesh len kapara b'tumis mikdash v'kadoshav. We continue on Dafyu Dalam and Aleph, and Rashi explains that since we see l'fi Rabbi Yehuda, she yesh len kapara b'shar v'yereis, v'cheyecha d'chos rachmona l'michta v'layo kapara b'shar v'yereis, isla l'meil v'nei, d'yavlu nami kapara b'tumis mikdash v'kadoshav, and therefore the Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, b'mahi miskaprim, how would the kohanim receive a kapara? Therefore the Brisa explains, mutav she iskapu b'parish l'arin, shrei hutu m'chlola itzel besoi, v'ay iskapu b'sar anasim b'fnim, shrei loy hutu m'chlola, as we explained previously. And then the Brisa stated, v'nafshecha loyma, hareo ima b'is arin baruchas Hashem, etc. And the Gemara now is, mayim nafshecha loyma, that what will be our question on the first explanation? And the Gemara explained that someone could have the following problem, as v'chitema basic siv, as even if you will say that this pasuk is actually not hutu m'chloloi, as the pasuk states mefurish, v'hikr of Aaron is parachatash asheloi, and it works for Aaron, and v'chipa badu v'abesai, and the Torah specifies that it works for Aaron HaKoyin, as well as his household, certainly would still be mashma, that would not work for the rest of the Kehanim. To this question, the Gemara brings in another teret, that kul and kriyim besai, that all of the Kehanim are included in the term besai, v'nema base Aaron baruchos Hashem, base Halevi baruchos Hashem, yuri Hashem baruchos Hashem, as we explained previously, and I in the top places on Dafyu Dalam and Aleph, Kul and Kuri and Beisai, Tema Ulevim and Mayiskapu, and how the Levim have a kapara for Thomas Mikdash Vigadashav, as Ibishal Tziba, Ashela Umksiv, as if they would want to use the Sora, but the Pasuk states Ashela Um, Vilavim Le Mikur Am, Lukhad Matnama, who plucked to Hebe Perakazraya, Vibishal Aaron Le Ikur Beisai, and certainly the par cannot be Mechapar on them, as the Pasuk states Beisai, and that only includes the household of Aaron, and only includes the Kayanim. And Taiz continues, V'chi Tema, Kivin Eshchon, Sheesh Len Kapara, Dechsiv Yichaper, Isla Lameim, Udlei Osi Asher La'am, El Lamute Kayanim, V'yiskapu B'shal Tzibor, Im Kei, Metzini B'sar Shal Am, Shehutu Mechlaloi, so therefore we see the Sar of the nation is also Hutu Mechlaloi, and the Gemara previously stated that the Sar is not Hutu Mechlaloi, Ayin and Taisis, and we will stop over here.